When the coronavirus really hit our shores back in about mid-March, I, like probably most of you, was glued to the news. It seemed at that time as if life was changing drastically day by day, if not hour by hour. But come about Easter time or so, I decided I needed to greatly reduce my checking of the news. It was not having a good effect. I did this not because I wanted to somehow ignore the severity of the pandemic, but rather really for the sake of my own sanity. Because we have to be honest, the media is a business. Every business needs to make money, and the more sensational the headlines, the more viewers, the more advertising revenue. So for my own mental health, I decided to take a step back from the news for a time. So what does this have to do with our readings today and our faith? Well, I have to say that my mind went back to those dark days of March as I pondered our first reading today from the prophet Jeremiah and heard him say, "I hear the whisperings of many, terror on every side." That's our news today, is it not? Terror on every side, gloom and doom everywhere you look. Now again, please don't get me wrong. I am not at all trying to make light of the horrible reality that COVID-19 has taken the lives of perhaps over 400,000 people in the world. These are tragic numbers, yes, but even more, we realize that each of those numbers represents a human being made in God's own image and likeness. And so we can understand some of these sensational headlines. But my real concern here is this question: how do we approach these difficult days from a perspective of faith? And in doing so, how do we keep our sanity? Well, this is not an easy task. You've probably experienced people have very strong opinions on both sides of the pandemic. Even more, we'd be kidding ourselves if we did not admit that some will use fear, suspicion for their own political ends. But in the matter of something that's so history-making, such as COVID-19, the church has to speak, because God is not silent. He is speaking to us today powerfully through his word, through our readings that we just heard, if we have ears to hear and hearts to believe. So there's two issues that I want to briefly look at this morning: death and fear. Obviously, the two are interrelated. So first, death. In our second reading today from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, he reminds us that death was not part of God's original plan for creation. Death is our fault. He says, through one man, Adam, sin entered the world. And through sin, death. And thus death came to all men, inasmuch as all sinned. In other words, death is the consequence of sin. How so? Well, when we choose to cut ourselves off from the very author of life, from God Almighty, we will die. It's just how things go. But death is also a remedy. Because again, if we're honest, who would want to live forever in this world, fallen as it is? And so the reason why I believe that we see so much anger, so much fear in our world today is because people have lost their faith and they think that this life is all that there is. And so politics has taken the place of religion as the primary concern of our society. And people are desperately, therefore, trying to make heaven on earth, because they don't believe in heaven, so they want earth to be heaven. But you and I both know that is never going to happen as long as there is sin in this world. And because of that, people are frustrated and they are angry. But underneath all of this anger is really fear. People are scared to death of dying, because they think it is the end it is total annihilation. So in the face of this fear then, and this anger at being powerless to do anything about it, Jesus speaks in our gospel today, and he says two times, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid of the one who can destroy both body and soul in Gehenna. In other words, he says, do not be afraid of physical death. Because to him, death is nothing. Death is powerless in the face of the author of life, of the one who rose from the dead after 3 days in the tomb and lives forever and shares that eternal life with those who believe and are baptized. So Jesus goes on, if the Father knows about the death of a little sparrow, how much more is he concerned with the death of his beloved son or daughter? No, what we should be afraid of, Jesus says, is the death of our soul. For each and every one of us, this mortal flesh will die and it will decay. But the human soul is immortal. Once it comes into being, at the very moment of conception, the human soul will never die. But it can suffer what Scripture calls the second death, that is, eternal separation from God. And so for this reason, losing our salvation is the only thing that we have to fear in this life. I want to say that again. Losing our salvation is the only thing that we should fear in this life. And this fear is not a cowering kind of, you know, desperate fear, but rather it's a sober realization that the choices I make, what or whom I worship, what I do in my body has eternal consequences, an impact on the destiny of my soul at death. So again, I want to stress the fact, we all know this, the church is unashamedly pro-life. We believe that every human life, from conception until natural death, is precious in the eyes of God. We will not change that. We do not want, again, to put any of our own people in a kind of reckless danger of death. That's why the solemn obligation to attend Mass on Sunday has been lifted for a time. But it also should be said, we did not close our parishes because we are afraid of death. We closed our parishes as an act of charity, so as to not overwhelm the hospital system, to make sure that no person needlessly came to an early grave. It also should be said, yes, the church is pro-science. So long as scientists recognize and humbly realize that science is only a very limited participation in the eternal wisdom of God. The church also believes in good public order, in obedience to laws, so long as our lawmakers realize that they too are only servants of a higher law, of God Almighty and his eternal laws. Many people have criticized the church for her actions in these days, some saying she's, you know, bowing down to the government, some saying she opened too early. These are not easy questions, but in the end, the church really only answers to one, to God, and knowing his will and doing it is not always easy, but we do our best. So I'd like to close today with a final word from the Lord. This time it comes from Matthew chapter 6, speaking again into this great fear and our anxiety in our world. Jesus says, Matthew 6, 25 through 34, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life or what you will eat or drink or about your body or what you wear. Can any of you by worrying add a single moment to your lifespan? So do not worry and say, what shall we eat or what shall we drink or what shall we wear? Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides. Do not worry about tomorrow, Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for a day is its own evil.